broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 at 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers are one of the peaceful solutions we the people still have at our fingertips. Wow, we reject revolution unless it's a Jesus revolution. Then we're in. We want to follow the Prince of Peace, folks. We do believe we can restore the Republic. We do believe we can do it peacefully. But it's going to take our greater numbers. It's going to take we the people getting involved in significant ways. We got to put our money where our mouth is. We got to get involved in every way possible, ladies and gentlemen. All right, there's so many topics, so little time. Let me just review several topics that we've discussed in past shows. We had on Dr. Scott Bradley yesterday. And we talked about General Conference, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the great messages there. We talked about the long-awaited solar eclipse. The eclipse was incredible. All kinds of pictures and movies and everything of it. People say that it was just something to behold. I agree with that. God is powerful. God has, you know, his ways are not our ways. So to us, it's these unique phenomena that are just incredible beyond our understanding. We talked about Donald Trump. He says we want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. As he says, abortion battles are at the state level where they belong. And I agree with him in general, but I also agree that at every level of government, we should stand for life and reject murder. RFK Jr. backtracks again on his claims about January the 6th. Now, it was an article for the New York Times that I thought was pretty unfair. But the more I dig in, the more RFK is making some missteps, and I see some friendly news organizations highlighting this reality now. RFK, you need to get with the right people immediately on this, buddy, so you can get a handle on what's really going on. A lot of your initial statements are true, but if you make a misstep, then they take advantage of you, and then you want to back away from the whole thing. Don't do that. We talked about Joe Biden receives a startling voicemail from a U.S. Marine hostage held in Russia. And I don't believe it. That's what the mainstream press is saying. But I look at this and go, can you get a hold of Donald? Can you get a hold of Joe? Can you get a hold of Bill Clinton? Can you get a hold of Barack Obama? Can you get a hold of Bush? Can you get a hold of, you know, you keep going, right? And I look at this, and I hate to say this, but I just have named how many presidents? Biden, Trump, Obama, Clinton, Bush. What's that, five presidents? One or two terms each? We're talking, I don't know how many years. I'd have to figure it all out. But 4 years for Donald, 4 years for Biden, that's 8 years. Clinton had two terms, I think. That's 16 years. You know, Biden had a couple of terms. You know, you're talking my whole adult life, and I've named five presidents. And my question to you is, what do you think? How do we get to the truth? Right? How do we get to the truth on this stuff? And it's just a problem. The problem is you can't trust any of these people. That's the real problem that I'm seeing. It doesn't matter who it is in power. The same agenda goes forward. Fast-track vaccines were Donald Trump's. We know the COVID was a big old scam. We lost more liberty under COVID than any other president in the history of our country. Fauci's not being arrested. There's no accountability, right? So anyway, I look at this thing and I just go, wow, what is happening here? The president literally thumbing his nose, right? That didn't stop us, says Joe Biden. Biden brags about ignoring the Supreme Court when they said he cannot forgive student loan. He doesn't care. He's doing it anyway. We played a soundbite, a video earlier last hour where it highlighted he just doesn't care. He doesn't obey the law. That mattereth not to him, right? Anyway, it's just amazing. And then we finished last hour talking about the Mexican drug cartels taking over land in Arizona and the battle's on. We've talked about, hey, if there's no election integrity issues, Arizona says illegals are voting. We got to stop them by demanding proof of citizenship first. They tried to put a law in place, and the Biden administration sued them. Biden admin sues over the law in Arizona requiring proof of citizenship to vote in the elections. Wow. All right. Now I've got this story. Ukraine aid. Yep, that's what we're talking about. The House of Representatives started their convening yesterday after a two-week recess. Shame on them for taking so many recesses when the country is in such trouble. But that's what they do. They're all on recess while you and I work our guts out to pay the ever-increasing taxation that we're abused with, right? According to the scriptures, taxes are grievous to be borne, to say the least. But anyway, I digress. Ukraine aid could lead to a reckoning for Speaker Mike Johnson. House Speaker faces flack from, they say, hard-right members of his own party who may try to oust him. Newser with the piece, Jen Gidman with the article. And it basically says Speaker Mike Johnson has indicated that a top priority is to take the necessary steps on funding for Ukraine in its two-year-plus war with Russia, reports The Guardian. Wow. CNN, believe it or not, calls it the most important, most significant threat to his speakership to date. Amen. While The Hill deems it Johnson's moment of truth. Isn't that interesting? Big media is on this, right? The speaker has already signed a bipartisan $95 billion aid package passed by the Senate, and they're trying to cobble together a new House plan per CNN. You comfortable with this, folks? I'm not. Johnson has mentioned, they say, quote, that he says this, important innovations that could help the Ukraine, that could help get aid to Ukraine, possibly funneling Russian assets seized under the RICO, Rebuilding Economic Prosperity and Opportunities Act for Ukrainians. Okay, what? Anyway, I don't even know how to deal with this, but what is Johnson doing? He is heck bent on promoting war, right? I don't really understand what's happening here. I don't really see what we do with this. I mean, CNN's telling you this is bad. The Hill's telling you this is bad, right? I don't know where we go with this thing, except it's unacceptable. We the people have got to call our House of Representatives and our Senate immediately and push back hard and say, listen, Speaker Johnson, don't you dare fund the Ukraine. Okay? We don't need to fund the war. It's not our war. We don't belong in it. There's no authority. And my big problem with funding the war is that you're doing it through these aid packages, giving the president unilateral ability to do whatever he wants, and you're funding it. What you need to do, Mike Johnson, if you have any integrity, would be to, one, use mark and reprisal and other things short of war codified in the supreme law of our land, the Constitution, under the congressional responsibility. You also have an obligation to maintain appropriate budgetary restraints, per your oath of office, Mike Johnson. And finally, sir, if you're going to declare war, if it's a war we really must be in, as you claim, then it's up to you to properly put together a plan to declare war and have a straight up and down vote on war, a straight up and down on spending tied to that war, and a straight up and down vote on what you intend to accomplish when you're in the war. In other words, let's get in, get the defined objectives accomplished, and get out. Speaker Mike Johnson, I implore you, my friend, do it right or don't do it at all, sir. Obey the supreme law. Keep your oath of office, would you please? Back in seconds on your radio.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we have got to create a reckoning for Mike Johnson. Now, they say that it's far-right folks that are challenging him on this, but to me, it isn't a far-right or far-left issue. What I don't like about a lot of the mainstream news people is that they put it into a far-right thing, and I understand why they're saying it. But I believe it's a deception. Anybody who supports the supreme law of the land should demand accountability from Mike Johnson. You can't just unilaterally fund whatever you want to and turn your responsibilities in the House and in the Senate, congressional responsibilities, over to the president to act willy-nilly or to do whatever he wants to do. You have the authority to deal with these issues, but you don't have the authority to pass the buck, Mike. And so Mike Johnson has indicated a top priority is to take the, quote, necessary steps on funding to the Ukraine. There's no such thing as necessary steps, sir. Unless, listen to me carefully, unless you follow the supreme law of the land. And so there you have that. I don't know what to say except for you've got to obey the law, Mike Johnson. All right, so I appreciate that that's a top priority, but if it is, there's constitutional ways to carry out that top priority with necessary steps. Okay? CNN says this is the most significant threat to his leadership. And Green and others are saying that too. The Hill says it's Johnson's moment of truth. Well, Green says this is one of the worst things that Joe could do. I'm sorry, that Mike Johnson, wow, Sorry, guys. I'm so used to talking about the presidents. That Mike Johnson could do. This is the most significant thing. Look, you've got to create accountability. So call your members of Congress. 202-225-3121. That's 202. You can either do 224 or 225-3121. 224, I can't remember which gets you to which side. One of them is the Senate. One of them is the House side of the Capitol. But either way, you can ask for anybody you want to, and they'll get you there. But call your congressman, call your senator, and say, hey, you know what? Call Mike Johnson's office and say, hey, you know what? You need to not promote and back and fund the Ukraine. If you want to go to war, Mike, there's a constitutional way, proper, necessary steps to where you do that. Hey, Lizzie, can you try to dial this for me and put it on the air? Let's dial the 202-225-3121. You might be required to put in some extra digits. I don't know. Let's see if I can call and get transferred to Mike Johnson's office on the air, shall we? And see if I can't, you know, tell him that all of our listeners and you know, want him to go ahead and not do this. Mike, if you really believe that we need to be in this war, then you can declare a war, sir. If the House and Senate vote for it, right? But you can't just do whatever you want to is the problem, is the point, is the issue. You just can't do that. And that's what Mike Johnson is doing. He wants to turn over the responsibility to the president and say, hey, dial it on the air. Go right ahead. So the number we're going to dial, and we're going to call the House of Representatives and the Senate, and I'm going to ask for Mike Johnson's office. The number is 202.
You've reached the United States Capitol switchboard. Please say the name of the senator or representative that you are trying to reach, or say
Mike,
I'm not sure.
Johnson.
Connecting you to the Office of Representative.
Mike Johnson.
Marvelous. Thank you.
Dialing.
I'm sorry. Extension number 67035 didn't answer. You've reached the voicemail of
Honorable M. Johnson, main line 2.
Please leave a message.
Hello, my name is Sam Bushman. I'm a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. I do the program called Liberty Roundtable Live. It's been on the air for more than 25 years, nationally syndicated. We're calling you on the air right now. And we would like to request that Mike Johnson does not fund the Ukraine war. We don't need to be involved in that war at all. If we do need to be involved in the war, then you need to declare war, sir, and use the supreme law of the land. It lays out exactly how this should happen. But this open-ended funding to the president for undeclared wars is unacceptable, unconstitutional, and violates your oath of office. We respectfully request you to not fund the Ukraine war. Let's get out of it. Let's stand for pro-life. Let's follow the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ, and let's avoid unjust, unconstitutional, endless wars. If it's legitimately justified, then you can go ahead and declare war via the Constitution. You can define the funding, define the mission, define what we'll accomplish, the objectives, so that we can get in, get them done, and get out. But if you're not willing to go that far, we have no business funding wars, proxy wars, indirect wars. It's every one of those agenda items is literally circumventing our Constitution, due process, and most importantly, it's violating your oath of office. We beg you, please do not fund the Ukraine war. Thank you. All right, we can go ahead and hang up on that, Liz, to make sure that's gone. And so you can politely call up 202-225-3121 or 202-224-3121. And you can go ahead and just say, hey, listen, we're not wanting you to do this. Not only do you need to call Mike Johnson because he's the speaker, and most of what hits the congressional docket, so to speak, for bills is what Mike Johnson allows to go through. If I put a bill up, he wouldn't allow mine to go through, I'm sure. But look, you need to call your congressmen and senators because they can use their influence for good. They can filibuster. They can stop bills. They can bring bills to the attention of the American people. They can alert the news about bills that are unsavory or, don't pass muster, that violate one's oath or violate the checks and balances and the protections we have in the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Look, don't give Joe the money. Just say, Joe, we're not doing it, sir. There is no money. There is no authority. We're $34 trillion in debt, and we cannot, I repeat, we cannot fund these unconstitutional, illegal, unjust, undefinable so-called proxy wars or indirect wars or whatever word you want to use. Like, how do we say we're funding the Ukraine war? We're not in a war, are we? But if we are, then how come it's not declared? And if we're not, how come we're funding it? You see what I mean, folks? You have got to be clear on this. If the war is legitimate, let's declare war. If it's not legitimate and we're not going to declare war, or we can't get the support to declare war, the American people say no, then you have no business funding it. That's the bottom line. Anyway, I've talked about this enough probably, but I really want to hammer this home because, man, we cannot garner the blessings of Almighty God if we're a warmongering people. If we're pro-war and pro-attack everybody else, and, you know, we say, well, we got to attack them in their land so they don't come to our lands. They're coming to our land. Go look at the border if you don't believe me. They are mainly military age trained fighters crossing our border by the thousands. I wouldn't say millions because I don't know how many of them have evil intent versus good intent. I can't judge everybody's hearts. But I know even the Border Patrol agents and ISIS, or I'm sorry, the Border Patrol agents and folks trying to prevent ISIS and, you know, national security, homeland security, whatever, they've all documented that, hey, there's been all kinds of terrorists that have crossed our borders. Many of them have been caught. Many of them are not. But either way, all I'm telling you is we cannot think that war is the answer to peace. It is not. We cannot think if we're just over there, they won't be over here. It isn't true. They're developing technologies and capabilities to where they're bringing the war domestic. And instead of thinking that the illegals who might declare domestic threat in America, they're saying they're the good guys. Sam Bushman is the bad guy, terrorist, evil guy that might cause America problems. And they have no evidence for such claims, but they make them anyway. They have no proof, but they make the charges stick in the court of public opinion because they're dishonest. See, I say to you, I've been on the radio for more than 25 years. I've probably got more hours logged in the public forum of my ideas and beliefs and what I have to say and think and than almost anybody you know. It would be a challenge to find somebody that's got more hours in the public eye than I do via radio, TV, etc. There might be others, but you can count them on one hand. I've got more time in the media than almost anybody. And I'm telling you right now that, hey, you can't find statements that I've made that promote violence of any kind. You cannot find statements where I advocate breaking the law. You say, well, Sam, you said don't wear masks. That's not a law. That's a mandate. You need to understand the constitutional difference. A mandate is a good suggestion. The governor's getting on his high horse and saying, I demand you do this, slapping the table and getting crazy. That's what Bill Clinton did to Sheriff Richard Mack back in the 90s. And Richard Mack said no. And he even backed up his rhetoric with a threat. I'll arrest you, Sheriff. Well, the truth is, nobody got arrested. And the President of the United States was breaking the law. That's why Richard Mack won and Bill Clinton lost. Okay? I can take that to county sheriff after county sheriff after county sheriff with examples of the truth. Well, at our event coming up on April the 17th, we're going to break this all down just for you. Resist the Temptation is the title of our conference. You can go to cspoa.org and sign up, or you can go to thelibertyconference.com and sign up. Thelibertyconference.com. Don't forget the. Thelibertyconference.com and sign up. And I'm telling you, you will have an incredibly long day, but it will be a fulfilling day. Why? Because we're really going to be doubling down on solutions. All right, we have an unprecedented gathering of American leaders, patriots, and constitutional advocates. We're going to showcase peaceful and effective solutions to the problems we face, like we do every day on your radio. But we're going to do it in a one-day conference so we can meet and greet and shake hands and give hugs and make plans for solutions as we stand for the sacred cause of liberty. Quick pause. I'll be back in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden still trying to eliminate some student loan debt. USA's John Schaefer explains.
President Biden has unveiled a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving student loan debt. During a visit to Madison, Wisconsin Monday, Biden outlined a series of measures designed to benefit tens of millions of Americans.
And altogether, my administration has taken the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
Among these initiatives is the forgiveness of accrued interest for individuals who currently owe more on their loans than their initial borrowing amount. Additionally, the plan extends debt relief to borrowers who have shouldered their loans for decades. This marks Biden's latest endeavor to address student debt cancellation following the Supreme Court's rejection of his comprehensive cancellation plan last year.
In Congress, back to work this week, House Speaker Mike Johnson set to tackle a foreign aid bill that would fund Ukraine. However, some of his fellow Republicans are still pushing back. Democrats argue they spent months negotiating a bipartisan bill in the Senate combining enhanced border security with foreign aid, only to have former President Donald Trump order Republicans in both chambers to kill it. Hardline Republican lawmakers want the Biden administration to reimpose Trump-era border policy before accepting any foreign aid deals. A deadly triple shooting is reported involving a legal deposition that was interrupted by gunfire inside a Las Vegas law firm. It happened Monday inside the Prince Law Group's offices there. The shooter reportedly interrupted the deposition, killing two people in the room, then turning the gun on himself. Many Americans are reflecting upon this week's total solar eclipse, including Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner, while viewing the event at Indiana University Monday.
And at this precise moment, this enormous universe is located right here.
Fitting as ever, the Star Trek legend has long had an interest in astronomy. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know how to respond to this article. There's just so much news. It's just crazy town. California sheriff tortures Newsom. Says states, the state is soft on crime. Ballot measure lied to voters. I kid you not. It's just bizarre. Now, I don't know how to respond to this, really. Because I guess it's the 2014 proposition in California that reduced the penalties for certain crimes and saying that voters had been lied to and misled by our state. In 2014, California passed Proposition 47, which altered some low-level crimes that were felonies to misdemeanors, according to state data. And anyway, I guess in 90% of cases of theft, no one is ever arrested anymore. I kid you not, this is hard to even believe. Right? I mean, it's really hard to understand these news headlines because they're just so, like, are you kidding me? That means in more than 90% of reported cases, no one's ever arrested? What about the rule of law? It's dead. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco spoke of his efforts to support the homeless, Drug Addiction and Theft Reduction Act, telling Fox News California, we're in very trying times when it comes to public safety. And for the most part, from a law enforcement perspective, we can say that we can attribute the majority of our issues that we're having, or at least there's some type of correlation to them, he says. Quite frankly, we were lied to by our state and misled. It was called the Safe Schools and Safe Streets Initiative, but it has nothing to do with safe streets and safe schools, but it's everything bad about public safety. Now, I appreciate the sheriff saying this, but my problem with the sheriff, ladies and gentlemen, in this case, I don't believe that they were deceived. You say, what do you mean, Sam? I don't believe that they were deceived. Okay? I know the government lied, but the government lies all the time. That's nothing new. We, the people, and especially our elected servants, the sheriffs, must take responsibility. And sheriff, did you do your due diligence to dig into this law before it was passed, before you decided to back it or promote it or support it or whatever you want to claim, and look into the language of it? Because they can't lie. They can lie publicly and tell you, oh, this means this and that means that, but you got to go look at the bill yourself and say, look, is it what they're purporting it to be or not? And I submit to you that just like Mike Johnson on Ukraine, the facts are not with these people. So I appreciate this idea that he says, hey, they lied. And I believe he's right. But where I believe he's unfairly wrong is when he basically says stuff like, oh, we were deceived on this thing. Or, you know, I agree you were lied to. But you weren't deceived. You just didn't do your own due diligence. You trusted government when you shouldn't have. Now, Ronald Reagan was famous for saying trust but verify. And my response is no, no. No to Reagan, and no to you, sheriff, that act like you were lied to and deceived on this. They lie and deceive, and you can't trust them. That's true. But how many times can they lie, deceive, and you can't trust them before you start to say, well, we shouldn't trust them from the beginning? when they put up a bill and they claim it does this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, you need to get people to look at the bill and say, hey, what does it really do or not do? What's the truth? So California Sheriff Torches Newsom says state soft on crime. I believe that's all true. Ballot measure lied to voters. I believe that's all true. Hank Berrien with this article over at Daily Wire. And I commend them for printing this story. But I don't buy that the sheriff was just schnookered and deceived and stuff like that, right? I don't buy that. That means in more than 90% of reported cases of theft, no one is ever arrested. KQED with that fact. I guess it's a radio station or whatever in California, KQED. But I look at that and go, what is happening? The sheriff makes it sound like, oh, we were just deceived and lied to, and by golly, we don't have any responsibility. That's where I disagree. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco spoke of his efforts to support the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, telling Fox News, California, we're in a very trying time right now. I get that, Sheriff, but why did you back this? I don't understand why you would do this. I mean, quite frankly, we were lied to, he says. We voted for a proposition that was named the Safe Schools and Safe Streets Act initiative, and it contained nothing like that. Well, I understand, but did you read the bill before you decided to back it, Sheriff? Did you have anybody else read the bill before you went and signed it? See, this is the problem, is these Republicans and Democrats, they back legislation that they've never read and they don't know what it says. They just trust the media and they trust those thugs who say, oh, this bill's, you know, hey, it's safe, safe law enforcement, safe streets, safe everything. It's good. Back it. So the sheriff backs it. Later he finds out he's been lied to and suckered, sucker punched. And my response is, Sheriff, don't you have a due diligence? Don't you have an investigative team, brother? Do you mean to get on the investigative team? I could have told you right away this thing sucked and was no good. California passing and you look at it and you go, they took felonies and made them misdemeanors. You think that's going to help? How's that going to make us more safe? Taking felonies that are crimes and making them misdemeanors, resulting in 90% of thefts not even having any prosecution or arrests of any kind. And you think that's going to help us be more safe? How could you fall for such a lie? And so I'm not mad at the sheriff for exposing the truth. I commend him. And I'm not mad at this radio station for telling the truth. I think they're right. Right? KKED, I think you're right on this. But what I don't like is this idea that you act like you were just deceived and schnookered and lied to. And no, you were. I agree. That's all true. But that is no excuse for your dereliction of duty, sir. For your unwillingness to vet the bill yourself and know what it means before you endorse it. Sheriff Bianco, I would recommend you attend our CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association conference in Las Vegas on April the 17th. Bianco, or listeners who might be able to get to Bianco, go to thelibertyconference.com, sign up immediately. Go to CSPOA.org and check out our flyer and get caught up on what we're talking about. We can help you with this, sir. This idea that you somehow didn't know and that you were lied to, I'm sure that's true. But the part that you're leaving out is your responsibility to perform due diligence, your dereliction of duty and your oath of office. If a bill's going to be passed in your state and you backed it, why did you back it if you didn't know the facts, sir? Anyway, I don't mean to attack this guy, but when he said he spoke of his efforts to support the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, why did you do that if it wasn't good, Sheriff? Because you didn't read it, because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. In fact, you participated in carrying out the lie, did you not? Because if it was a lie perpetuated by who, and you went along with it and didn't check your sources or check the facts yourself, you literally were part carrying out the lie. If you're not responsible, Sheriff, then my question to you would be, who is, sir? Huh? Who is if you're not? Most of the legislative folks that voted for it, they're probably not guilty. They probably didn't read it either. See, I say they're all guilty. Shame on them all. And I'm not going to accept that you were lied to as an excuse. That's why we elected you, to get it right. Liberty Roundtable Live, final segment, seconds on your radio.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, there's so much to cover, so little time. I'm emailing somebody right now, and my subject says press release attached, because we just sent out an incredible a press release. I need to say press release link, not attached, because it's not attached. All right. Did you see our press release as well? Hi, guys. Did you see our press release as well? For immediate release, CSPOA announces groundbreaking training and press conference event in Las Vegas, CSPOA.org, and it has a link to the press release. Thanks, Sam. Anyway, I thought I'd get that to more people here and let you know what I'm doing. Sorry for the derail here. I was working on that on the break, and then I wanted to finish it. Come on, little fishy. All right, there you go. Email sent. Give you a little bit behind the scenes that I'm working on releasing press releases. I'm working on sending the press releases to people on the breaks, and I'm doing radio. And, man, we got stuff for you. All right. This is an interesting story in my mind. There's a big battle between Donald and Joe on fundraising. A huge battle, and they're, you know, sparring back and forth and everything else. The Democrats are winning big time, but see, to me, this money game is a disgrace, and I'll prove it to you. There's no end to the amount of money these people claim they need. No end. How much would help you with your campaign? Well, it's always more. always more, never ends. So headline says this, Trump fundraiser secures historic $50.5 million for 2024 war chest. All right, so Trump raised in one big event $50.5 million. That's a single event record, they claim. However, here's the rest of the story in this epic battle that you need to know about. Joe and the Democrats brought in more than $90 million in March, and they have currently more than double what Trump and the Republicans have on hand. I kid you not. Trump and the GOP announced they raised more than $65.6 million in March and closed out the month with about $93.1 million. So they got $93.1 million at the end of March. Well, Biden, the Democrats announced they took in more than $90 million last month, so in the month of March, so $65 million to $90 million. And believe it or not, they have 192 plus million dollars on hand. So I look at this thing and I go, wait a minute. So they got 192 plus million, just say 200 million. And Donald's like 90 something million, okay, and I'm just going to say it about 100 million. So you literally have, between the Republicans and Democrats, $300 million, virtually a third of $1 billion for the campaign. And we haven't even talked about all the downstream candidates exactly. You can say, well, Sam, some of that money goes to the candidates. You said that it was the Democrats and the Republicans. I understand. But how much of that is RFK Jr. going to get? The third largest, I don't know what you want to call it, candidate in the race? I say largest meaning support. It's hard for me to know because he's not part of a party. He's independent right now, right? But he might become part of the Libertarian Party. Time will tell. But you got this guy. How much is he spending? I don't know, but he spent $7 million on a Super Bowl ad. So he's got millions and millions and millions of dollars too, right? So how much money is going to go into this election before it's over? Literally $1 billion or so? It's hard for me to even fathom this kind of money. But here's my point. What will it look like in 10 years? Instead of $300 million, will it be $2 billion? Look at our national debt. Used to be zero. And then it went up to $34 trillion. And it's literally like a snowball, like a landslide. All it's going to do is escalate. All it's going to do is snowball and get bigger. It's not going to shrink or get smaller in any way. There's no extraction plan whatsoever. Well, how much will election cost, and how much do we need? I mean, Trump's literally begging us for more money. How much has Trump spent on all his legal bills? Because they're creating warfare, lawfare against Trump, right? How much has Trump spent on legal bills? I'm asking Google that question right now, okay? How much is Trump spending on legal bills? $100 million in legal bills. Right? More than $100 million on lawyers and other costs. How much is enough? Where do we go with this? $100 million on legal bills. The Republican Party and the Republicans have like $100 million available. But Democrats are better at lawfare, I guess, because they've managed to deal with this, and they have $200 million in their, coffers. All I can tell you is it's an absolute disgrace. Shame on them all. And I'm sick of thinking we need more money. How much would really make things better? Well, Sam, if we had, instead of $100 million, if we had $500 million, $500 million, then we could get something done. Yeah, until the Democrats raise $1 billion. Now you're half a billion is peanuts, right? So you get to $1 billion, and what if they get to $2 billion? Where does this end, and what's the end game with just saying, let's just see who can, obtain the biggest war chest and who could spend the other into oblivion. Is that what our elections are turning into? To me, the fact that we've spent $100 million on lawfare, and I'm not really attacking Donald over this, I'm attacking our system. And then literally, if we can have $100 million on one side of the aisle, $200 million on the other side of the aisle, and who knows how much in third parties, I mean, you know, that kind of money for a single election cycle? Something is wrong. Anyway, I digress, except shame on them all. Shame on them all. All right, final story before the end of the hour that I wanted to highlight. Headline says, exploding the left's big lie. What am I talking about? About Trump and the GOP, they say. As usual, the truth is 180 degrees opposite to what progressive academics and politicians claim. By Dinesh D'Souza, this piece, and it's over on WND.com. Anyway, I look at that and I go, wow, Dinesh is hitting on all cylinders. He's right as rain. But let's be very careful, Dinesh and others. I agree the Democrats are more egregious than the Republicans, and I agree the Democrats are more into lawfare and everything else. But let's not think that the Republicans are exempt from this. If you don't believe me, look at Mike Johnson ready to back the Ukraine. What has Mike done to defund the government, FBI, Justice Department, Homeland Security, CIA? What has he done to defund their spying on Americans? Nothing. In fact, he's in secret trying to back that agenda right now. Shame on Mike. What are we doing with the situation about, you know, the J6 issue? Or the government claiming that I am a danger to the country? The FBI, the Justice Department, literally receiving testimony from the Southern Poverty Law Center on the congressional record making that claim about me personally. It's as false now as it was when they filed it, as it was years and years and years ago when they made the claim. In 2012, I was talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, said I was one of the greatest hate groups in the state of Utah. Now they've escalated to say Sam and his buddy James Edwards are the nexus of hate and anti-government in America. Do you hear me promoting hate, ladies and gentlemen? Or do you hear me promoting solutions? I'm not attacking Mike Johnson because he's an evil person. I think he's mistaken or deceived or confused or maybe compromised. Maybe blackmailed. I don't know. But I do know this. If we're going to declare war, let's go to the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, and follow the guidelines, shall we? I know when it comes to spending us into oblivion, we don't have the money. And every time you do that, you're taking more money out of my pocket and my children and my grandchildren's pockets, and it's got to stop. How is that a threat? How am I promoting hate by telling people to follow the Prince of Peace? How am I in any way a domestic threat when I say, listen, it's all about God, family, and country, and all about protecting life, liberty, and property? If it's constitutional, we love it, and if it's not, we hate it. That's not a hate-filled statement. That's just saying I endorse the supreme law of our land. And I back it and support it and want to promote it and educate relating to it and et cetera, et cetera. I'm for pro-life, not pro-death. I'm for keeping the rule of law. I am for the proper law or the proper role of law enforcement, the proper role of government, the proper role of, okay, all based on God's laws. Where am I preaching hate and where have I done anything that would make you believe that I'm a threat to the nation? And the answer is they make these claims, these false, dishonest claims without evidence. You got that? Good. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Again, sign up for our conference, thelibertyconference.com, cspoa.org. Get your ticket today because I'm telling you, it's going to be standing room only. It's going to be an incredible all-day event on April the 17th. Check it out. Get involved. I am Sam Bushman, and we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but you got to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right. LovingLiberty.net, spread the word, share the love, and God save the Republic of the United States of America.